Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Guys, today's episode is brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. Visit www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom content needs. Content is the way to build trust, to build community. Conduit does a whole host of custom content platforms, from printed magazines to digital content, websites, emails, you name it. So visit www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom content needs. Guys, I thought I would take today and do a little monologue, if you will, because I was kind of triggered, if you will, by a thing I saw on LinkedIn. Guy made a post about relationships and that you can sell without having a relationship. And I kind of thought to myself, that doesn't really make any sense. Relationships are the corner of any sale. Now, the depth of that relationship may be different in different transactions, but at some point you have a relationship. Even if you Google something, there is a relationship that you have with the brand, and therefore you have a level of trust in that brand. And so his whole analogy of some woman who went into a store and was looking for a mattress, and one salesperson tried to sell some Bluetooth mattress and was really kind of put off by the sales techniques. And then somebody else apparently listened and showed empathy and the age-old sales techniques, yada, yada, yada. And so she bought from that person. And this gentleman said, look, there was no relationship that existed with these salespeople, but the one that asked questions and had this right process got the sale. And there's no relationship prior, and there's really no relationship after. And I said, you know, I really beg to differ. There was a relationship with the brand. She had already filtered herself by being in the store. She had already gone through the self-discovery that she needed some sort of mattress. And so to think that there's no relationship there made no sense. And that's kind of the crux of what I wanted to talk to you guys today about. You know, I believe that becoming better at selling requires being more persuasive. And there's a lot of people that get the feeling that selling is a negative word, right? There's a negative connotation to it. I did a presentation a few years back where I asked the students, it was in a school, and I asked the students what their visual was when I said salesman, and what's the first image that came to mind, and it was a used car salesman, which is a negative connotation. And it's kind of interesting to note that 19-year-olds in this day and age would have that same perception of salespeople. Now, that's a different podcast for a different time in terms of some of the conditions, but the reality is there are people that have a negative view of selling, and even the people that sell have a negative view in some cases of selling. They don't want to be considered someone who is tricking someone or pulling the wool over somebody's eyes, but it's not about that. Anybody out there that is decent at selling knows that it's not about that. It's about persuasion. I heard this great guy talk a few weeks ago about how selling is one of the great analogies to selling is when you want to share some Netflix show. For example, I love the show Breaking Bad, and when I tell people about Breaking Bad, it's like, oh my God, you know, you gotta watch this. It's like the best show, and the character development. And I go on and on, and I'm gushing about it. And on some level, without even realizing it, I'm being persuasive that my enthusiasm for that show is, you know, helping move people. And so if you don't like the word selling, then go ahead and substitute persuasion. because that's really what it's about. You're just trying to persuade and move people. And it could be when you're actually in a transaction or if you're trying to motivate people, but it's a much easier, softer word, if you will. And so I believe that, you know, this is more about selling yourselves. I think that you go back to this idea around relationships, and we are all selling ourselves. When someone is telling me about a new show on Netflix or, you know, a new golf club or whatever, and there's a genuine enthusiasm, you know, that's attractive, and that helps. And so you all know that within some of your greatest sales and some of your greatest relationships, that you've been persuasive because of your enthusiasm, but more importantly, because you've sold you. And that's really what selling is about. It's about creating an environment where people want to do business with you. It's about building trust and overcoming objections when they come there, but you have to be close to them to be able to do that. Some facts that I need to throw at you, because here's the big deal that I wanted to talk to you guys about. And that is, recent study by Harvard Business Review analyzed that the behaviors of about 800 people on sales calls found that only 37% of the salespeople were consistently effective. And of the remaining 63%, many of their behaviors actually drove down performance. And what that means is that the majority of the participants in that study actually reduced the likelihood of a sale. And these are trained salespeople. And they're all trained in the art of selling. And yet 63% of them were repelling people and pushing sales down. You know, there was the study done by the Corporate Executive Board that identified that 85 to 90% of all sales training is ineffective. This does not necessarily negate the need for training, but it does highlight that there is something horribly wrong with the modern day approach to sales training. When you consider that most sales training programs conflict with the science of how people make purchasing decisions, it's really no surprise that the majority of the behaviors salespeople engage in actually drives down performance. And so, again, we're not, this is about doing the right sales training. This is about understanding where what you need to work on. And so let's ask ourselves what's going on with the buyers. Couple questions I want you all to ask yourself about. And that is, we all know, especially in the B2B space where you all play, you're selling a business-to-business service, that 75% of the buying process is done before human interaction takes place. And I've said this stat, I've regurgitated that stat in a lot of different places, but it still should be a jaw dropper for our industry, because you are, in fact, using yourself, salespeople, at the top of the funnel when they really don't necessarily want to see you. And so we've got to figure a way around that. We want our sales organizations to be engaged on a very, very deep level. But how do we get them there? So we need to think differently about that. And so consider what's going on with the buyers, if they're going through all that self-discovery. And before you consider what's going on there, maybe one of the easiest tips that I could give you is to consider yourself as a consumer and how you buy things, and looking at the transactions and what salespeople and what marketing programs and what ads resonate and how those things affect you, and do a diagnostic on the way you buy. And then ask yourself, would you do business with you? Meaning, go through where you're most impacted and then figure out how you make people feel. and how you're getting to a point where they trust you. What kind of things are you doing? And avoid the things that might repel someone, being very, very product-oriented and pushy. You know, how do you get involved and engaged, and they find you and say, this person is someone I want to do business with? Because I guarantee you that that's really at the crux of how you guys sell. I know when you're successful, it's about how you make people feel. You know, as it turns out, my belief is that if you want to be more effective at selling, you need to align your strategies, your sales strategies, with the way the buyers process their decisions. You know, my sense is that much of becoming more persuasive with selling involves better understanding the mind of the consumer. And failure to do this often leads to, a reduced likelihood of sale. Much like the studies that I was just talking about, that if you're not going to spend the time trying to understand how buyers buy and why they buy and what's going on, then you're probably not going to be in a place where you can make them feel great about you, right? And so you need to find a framework for better understanding the psychology behind why people buy, asking better questions and knowing what to listen for, and addressing and overcoming common objections to the sale. These are the kind of things that you should be exploring and focusing on. I think that I've always said this, right? That the basic sales funnel has never changed. At some point, you start with someone or a company or marketplace that is unaware of who you are. And the next step in that progression down the funnel, if you will, is simply awareness. And after they become aware of you, you're hoping to generate some sort of interest in who you are, what your solution is, maybe a little bit about your company. So you're moving from unaware to aware to interest. And this is going down the sales funnel. And then after they're interested, they are, they get to a point where there's a desire to buy, and it might just be one purchase, or it's a desire to try you, who, you know, and maybe we'll take a shot. And then the final step is adoption. That's where you're kind of in. You're their partner. You're selling all the time. They're leaning on you. You're knowing what objections to overcome. There's just a development of trust. That's the basic sales funnel. It's never, ever changed. And yet we, as an industry, as an economy, we're jumping from unaware to the bottom of the funnel. You got pressure from the top that says, I got to have the order. I invested here. I want to have the order. And it doesn't work that way. I've said it before. We'll go to Vegas if we could guarantee an ROI like that. I mean, everybody would be winning. So again, find a framework to better understand buyers. Get a framework to realize that the first step, the very first step of generating awareness, is in fact the most critical part. That's the deal. You need to get and hold people's attention with your message and more effectively communicate the value of your recommendations. And again, in the end, selling is all about getting someone's attention and delivering a persuasive message. So I don't want to spend the time to necessarily go through all the details, but I think it's a little bit of a reminder, if you will, about doing a diagnostic, stepping back, asking yourself what the best transactions in your life look like, finding out and asking if you're someone that you would want to do business with, and then realizing that buyers, even in the B2B process, buy on emotion. I don't care what anybody says. They can talk about facts. They can talk about this and that and logic. But the reality is that they still buy on emotion. Look at all the transactions that you go through. Most of them are emotional. You bought the new jacket, or you bought the new motorcycle, and you bounced it off the logical part of your brain at some point and somehow rationalized it, but it was all from emotion. And that's still the way people buy today. You know, once they're aware of you, there's got to be a development of trust. And there's got to be a relationship. So I go back to my guy on LinkedIn and his post about relationships don't matter. That's not true at all. In fact, they matter more than ever today. They're harder to get to, for sure. They're harder to get to when they don't want to see you. But it's critically important that you're aligned with people. And so, again, just a reminder that most of our purchase decisions are originated from a deeper, more, I'd say, primitive part of the brain. And so that's important for you to kind of do a deep dive on the emotions and why people buy. Again, they buy on emotion and they rationalize with logic. And I think that the biggest, most critical step is, before you can get to that point, is creating awareness. So with that, I'll kick you back into the world and let you get on your merry way. I would remind you that the sponsor of this podcast is Conduit Incorporated. They help with the top of this funnel. They do content that creates awareness, that kind of instills a level of trust and raises the eyebrow of your customers. So if you've got interest in custom content, visit www.conduit-inc.com. I am super, super proud of all of you and really appreciate you reading Canvas and listening in. It means a lot. 2020 is right around the corner, and hopefully we all have some perfect vision for the future. And I think it starts with doing that deep dive on why people buy and realizing that there is, no matter what, there's an emotional connection. How you get there is the big deal. So stay tuned. I've got two new podcasts coming up with a couple great speakers where we will kick around the world's troubles and share some stories with all of you. But until then, this has been another episode of Brushstrokes. It's a podcast sponsored by Canvas Magazine, and I wish you guys all the best. Be the buffalo.